voice, and she writes great songs and covers magical tunes. Please welcome Pat Kenneally.
I'm going to sing and play an original tonight, but before I do that, I have something for Bob. It's a little rebuttal to one of your tunes. Oh yeah, we get contact. This is for you, just a little bit for Bob. I'll let them fuss. Well, don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you're gonna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you're gonna make me high. So don't you feel my leg? Now, I really would have done the whole song, but that's the only verse I remember. So I will play the one I had prepared.
That's the best verse anyway.
Yeah.
Everything else is about drinking. That's the best
one. The spring and summer after my son turned 13, he spent that time building a traditional wooden boat with his grandfather, who taught him the skills of boat building. The plans that they built from was a design that he had made, my father-in-law had designed during high school but had never built, although he had built many subsequent boats, and they brushed him off and built the boat. The blueprints lay for 50 years unseen but not forgot, rolled up tight and waiting for a chance they would be sought to share with a growing grandson ways with wood and love of sea and the value of working hard and continuity. The rowboat came to life as planks were sawn along the grain. Curls of wood fell to the floor, shavings from the plane. Each shiny coat of varnish brushed one layer at a time. The boat he and his grandpa built, so sturdy and so fine. We'd row her through the salt marsh when tide was out, air was still. Winds picked up, red sails were raised, Cape Cod Bay would hail, until it was time to come about, set sail on starboard reach. Slower down, let the wind spill out, make way for Kingsbury Beach. The rowboat came to life as planks were sawn along the grain. Curls of wood fell to the floor, shavings from the plane. Each shiny coat of varnish brushed one layer at a time. The boat he and his grandpa built, so sturdy and so fine. Ease on down the mast, grab the oars, coil the lines, head on down a sandy path that winds beneath scrub pines that leads us to the cottage, tired, hungry, but quite pleased. Eat lobster, play gin rummy, and some catch between the trees. The boat has many memories tucked inside her hold. Some will be remembered, many more yet to unfold. A link from past to present to a future now unknown. Someday for him to pass along to grandsons of his own. The rowboat came to life as planks were sawn along the grain. Curls of wood fell to the floor, shavings from the plane. Each shiny coat of varnish so sturdy and so fine. The boat he and his grandpa built, so sturdy and so fine.
Thank you. One more hand, please, for Pat Keneally.